Chevra, the Olam wanted to do Rabbi Chanan again and speak out the Rabbi Chanan, and I felt the need to do a little chizik on the Rabbi Chanan. Gabe, when you text me Rabbi Glatt's number, so I like saw all these videos. I had no idea what these videos were on your last text to me. So I chazered over who put wheels on this.
Really?
Very timely for Perm.
By the way, I saw the shirt.
Yeah.
On this.
Yeah. What happened? You were in Shiva then, right? Yeah.
The whole video.
So one No. Actually, it was a Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Basra.
Should we start this?
It was Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Basra. And this was the whopper. We basically found a vart from based on the Brisker Rav and Rav Nachum, and we basically proved that it was totally on a Shittim Gubetzis and a Taisus, and it was like it was Geshemach, and I lost it, and I jumped on the chair like normally, but the chair had wheels, and I was like holding a Shittim Gubetzis, and I was like, whoa, who put wheels on this? And this is the wildest hashkacha. Noam happened to have been in L.A. for that year for a bar mitzvah or something, or a procedure.
Wasn't I just sick? Maybe I was just
sick. Oh, I thought you were in L.A. I thought you had to go to L.A. for something.
Could have been a different time.
I don't know. I remember. Noam had to be out, and he requested that day that he be videoed into the shir. So this was the only shir that was videoed. So Gabe was, Hashkacha had it that Gabe got everything. And like the whole entire, I'll show it to you afterwards, the entire process. And then last Purim, Gabe surprised me with an entire like t-shirt, like, whoa, who put wheels on this? And that was the niggin. What was the niggin again? Isn't it? No, it wasn't it. Oh, Ashrin. This, who put wheels on this? Who put wheels? Who put wheels? Put wheels on this. That's not how it went. That's not it. You're not right. Yeah, that was it. Sure. Was that it? Was that it? Everyone's masking?
No.
I'm not sure at all. Not feeling it. Not feeling it. I feel like that was a little doichak. No, that's true. That's MS. That was this year.
Yeah, this year.
That was this year.
New song.
Who's
doing
what's it called?
Nicholas Yain Yatzasayid. There's no prep. I don't know what. Yeah, I actually had wine this morning at the bris. Yeah, can't. Bartanura. Asti. Could not drive in today. Not joking. I was purple.
It's a good thing there was
one shot, Rabbi Joe Klein. One shot, Rabbi. Okay, I don't hold my wine very well. I get shikr much quicker than you guys. A little mashu bottle of Asti and Zehu. Oh, Givaldi, we waited for you. So Rabbi Sai, here we go. Rabbi Sai, oh, I'm sorry, did we not tell you guys?
No, we
can't. Okay, good. Hey, what's pshat in the machleik is the Rashba and the Ran? You guys should know, Rabbi Zay, you know, we're learning this in the middle of the sugya of Tosfos and Daf Ches Amud Beis. But everyone knows, like, this is, like, one of the most geshmak sugyas for Yontif. You know, every sugya within a sugya is a sugya. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to, like, you plug this and you plug that and, like, it's not like stam. Everything is connected. It's all one sugya. And I'm not saying that to, like, be on the next, like, and one t-shirt. It's like MS, it's all one sugya. Like, Reba Bishurim, I got into it through Tosfos by Shvus and a guy, but like Lamaisa, like this is what you need to talk about, and then you get into Yemir Lakum, and like that's just the way Torah is, and like you start knowing things, and like things start coming together, and it's geshmak, and like you realize like I'd rather just sit and learn for like many many more years than just you know have millions and millions of dollars and just be twiddling my thumbs and not knowing what to do now. And like calling me 25 years later, Rebbe, you were right. So let's go, Chevra. Let's learn. Yeah? You have a cash on that?
No, just
a... On the millions of dollars? What? Yeah.
It's like within the second.
Bangkok. Yeah.
Well, would there be an issue with like having like a non-Jewish cop like drive through shul on Shabbos, like the crossing guard? Like is this within the sugya? Or is that's a little different?
You know what he's doing. Yeah, you know what he's doing. You see what he's doing. Is there an issue with Amir Al-Akam on a date with a girl? You're not sure if you're gonna marry. You know, like.
How do you know?
Exactly. And there's a guy there in the restaurant.
Can we go to Chimichurri?
So I'm not going there. So I will discuss that privately with you. Judah, the kasha is a good kasha. Asking a guy to do something that's mutter is mutter. If they have, in theory, a permissible way of doing it, that's fine. My guy can wash my dishes with hot water, right, on Yontif, or even on Shabbos, if there's a heter to wash dishes, because they really, in theory, could do it with cold water, and they're choosing on their own to do that. So if there's a crossing guard that's there, and could, in theory, get there in a permissible way, and they decide to drive, and you're not asking them to do an issur, so then there shouldn't be a shaila. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, so what's with the Bahag Shita? So again, the Bahag Shita, we said, obviously is connected to a fundamental issue discussing the general Yisoid of Ribi B'Shirim. How is our approach, and what is our approach to Ribi B'Shirim? You're not doing a new Malacha, but you're adding more to the quantity of the Malacha. So is that an issue? Is that not an issue? So Mikufya, right, from a periphery, you see the sugya, and it seems like a machlokes the Ran and the Rashba of whether or not Ribi B'Shirim is a thing or not. Is it an issue? Is it not an issue? Sounds like the Rashba and the Bahag don't think it's an issue, therefore they're able to be Mekel and Erev and Samaches, Agav Ime, to heat up more water, no problem. Okay, maybe the Rabbanan, Lutzarech Mitzvah, fine, but on a level D'Araisa, there was no problem, as long as you have a fundamental heter for the mother who is in a matzah pikuach nefesh. Okay, you have to touch up things, make sure that she's a cholish yesh b'sakana. How do you do that? You make the 7 days meis leis. Great. Feta complete. Geshmak. Whereas the Ran says, no, that's absolutely not the case. Ribi B'Shirim, my status quo, my default is assuming that Ribi B'Shirim is a very big issue. It's a very serious transgression, very serious problem. Yet, there are some Gemaras that seem to contradict that. Zokta Ran, all of those Gemaras are talking about situations of Meleches Ochol Nefesh on Yontif. Meleches Ochol Nefesh on Yontif has a very unique type of status. That is what's considered Hutra. The Torah never assered Meleches Ochol Nefesh. If I'm in the category of something that fundamentally is never an Isser, so then we'll have a different approach to Ribi B'Shirim, as opposed to Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, where everyone holds that there's Lamites Melachos on Shabbos, and there's a special dispensation, there's a special excuse for Hatzolos Nefashos that we can override Shabbos, but that is an Isser which exists, that is an Isser which is in full force, and is just being pushed away. That's what's called Tchuya, and that's not Hutra, and therefore anything else that's being done outside the Pikuach Nefesh, namely the Ribui, the additional amount, obviously would be in Iser De'oraisa, because once you don't have the push, once you don't have the Dichui, so then you come back to square one, back to the default, and everything is Aser. Good. So the Shiloh we discussed yesterday, Rabosei, is I understand the Ran. The question is, how does the Bahag / Rashba respond to the Ran? L'choira, right, the Ran has some good rayas and proofs that at least by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, there would be an issue, at least from the Gemara Menachos, the Gemara in Chulin that says Gzeirah Shemayarba Bishvilo, that wasn't a bomb raya. Why? Because the Rishonim could explain there very simply that it's talking about what? Ribui Malacha, putting on another pot, just like the Ran himself explains that when inviting over a goy on Yontif, Gishma. Okay.
So how does the Bahag, how does the Rashba respond? How do they answer that? So the answer on one level could be, maybe they have a fundamental debate on whether or not Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Tchuya. Perhaps they held like the Maharam Rutenberg in the case of the Choyla, of why you pick Shechita as opposed to feeding him Nevela, although Nevela is a lower level Isser. So we know the Ran has his fancy explanation, and he says because you're transgressing more smaller Averas as opposed to one shot deal, more severe Avera. That's only the Ran who holds Pikuach Nefesh is Tchuya. The Ran Lashitaso had to come on to this new Chiddush in Meseches Yuma in order to answer the Ravid and famous question that the Rishonim were forwarding around on their chats about this guy who we have to feed him meat on Shabbos. However, the Maharam Rutenberg had a different mahalach. He said, maybe we got it all wrong. Maybe Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra. It's not Tchuya, it's Hutra. And Amela, that's why fundamentally there is no real isser of doing any of these things, and everything is equal, and therefore you really should equate the Rebbe B'Shirim that the Ran says on Yontif to the Rebbe B'Shirim on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yisai, the problem with that is at the end of the day, so what are you doing with Gemara Menachos? What's the Ran's Raya? At the end of the day, the Gemara Menachos said that there was an Isser. So one option is maybe that whole Gemara was only on a level of Derabanan, but on a level of Deraisa, both options were Mutter, because Pikuach Nefesh was Hutra. Okay? The issue is that this is a very heavy debate and has tremendous implications to assume that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra and not Tchuya. Namely, would you have to minimize the amount of Chilul Shabbos you're going to do, and therefore we're not necessarily excited without seeing it to go down that route, and therefore we explored, is there another possibility how the Rashba and the Bahag could understand and approach Rebbe B'Shir? So what I suggested yesterday, Judy, you're with me, or I don't want to lose it. What I suggested yesterday was the following. Rabbi Chanan doesn't take the root of Hutra. Rabbi Chanan says, I think the machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran is totally different how to look at Rebbe B'Shir. And this is going to have major implications. Even if everyone views that everything fundamentally is Tchuyah. But the Rashba approached Rebbe B'Shirim and the Bahag approached Rebbe B'Shirim as saying like this. It's mutter min ha-Torah for you to do what you're doing as long as the item that you're doing it on is potentially useful for the situation. Namely, is the grogris that's being cut an item that could be eaten by the chayla? As long as each one of those items has that potential heter, that's mutter. And that's going to be a situation where on a level of d'oraisa, Rebbe B'Shirim is not going to be a problem. Okay, with the Rabbanon, we might answer it. But on a level of d'oraisa, since each item could be the one that the chayla needs, the fig that the chayla is going to eat, therefore, I'm not going to differentiate, and I can go any route that enables me to get that fig. Okay? That's the shita of the Rashba. Zok to Rabbi Chanan. If the Yisoid HaDover is that Rebbe B'Shirim will be Mutter Min HaTorah, according to the Rashba, as long as all the items have that potential accessibility, permissibility, usefulness for the choyle, that's the way I'm going to understand the Gemara Menachos, that I could even see cutting two branches and cutting one with three items to be on equal footing, since each of the items has two permissible items that this choyle needs. Midrabban, and the Gemara wasn't sure if which protocol would be better. Good. What happens if your Rebbe B'Shirim is something that's absolutely not useful? Even though I'm doing a malacha on one of the items that has permissibility, but the second additional item, the ribuy, is something that's etzim va'avonim, that's garnished, that's garbage, that's not useful, that doesn't carry a heter, the Rashba and the Bahag, according to Rabbi Chanan, will hold. It's aser what? Tough guy. I don't care that it's aser. I know everything's aser. It's aser what? Midorais. It's aser midorais. You see, that's the pivotal word. The Rabbi Chanan brings back Riba B'shiurim to be aser midorais according to his Hesber, according to the Rashba, depending on what you're doing. Okay? If you have a box of cigarettes and 9 of them are defective, right? And one of them is useful, then guess what? You just did nisa d'orais. Okay? If you have a branch and half of them have no juice in the figs, and that's not going to be applicable for the guy, that's going to be awesome. If you have a box of pills or a jar of pills, what do you call those things? A capsule of pills, and what? Half of them are... No, yeah, capsule. No. No. Oh, yeah, right. What do you call it?
Bottle.
It's just a bottle.
A bottle.
It's not a bottle.
They call it.
It is probably is a bottle.
Yeah, it's a
pillbox. No, it's not a
pillbox.
It's a bottle. Tzarechin. What do you call those things? Tzarechin. But whatever you call those things that hold the pills, it's definitely not a capsule. Capsules is not horns, right? But... what I meant to say was the capsule, the bottle, capsule bottle, or box, chevra. That, if majority of the, even if you have one pill that's useful, but the other pills are bad, that will be an issa d'orais.
How about the bottle?
So the bottle is another sugya in Shabbos and Tzadi Gimel about the kli, and it might be tuffle to the item, which is a great shaila in terms of going to the hospital on Shabbos with your wife. That's going to have a baby. Can I carry extra stuff for Bosai? This is all Riba B'Shirim related. How much am I allowed to carry into the hospital? Riba B'Shirim Bosai comes up to life. Okay.
What?
No, because that's not a tuffle like a kli. There's a difference between the items. It's those are other items. They're the exact same entities, but one's useful, one's not. Rabosai, but then Zeran comes along the Ran, and the Ran says that's not the way Riba B'Shirim works. Riba B'Shirim works that what? It all depends on the nature of the Etzem HaMalacha. Okay? Like the Ran spelled out. The Ran says, in theory, if what I'm doing right now is considered a Malacha, okay, then any additional amount that I'm doing with it will have an Isidurah to it. So therefore, if it's tchuya, so then there's a shame chilul Shabbos on the etzem malacha. It's as if you're doing it on Shabbos, says the Ran, even though it's permissible and the doctor has a head there, but there is a chilul Shabbos there, it's tchuya. So then, memela what? Now, I can attribute even the additional amount to that shame malacha. Whereas, if the entire malacha was a nature of hutra, as if it was done on a weekday, so how are you going to now say the additional amount is now going to be considered a malacha? An additional amount on a weekday is just nothing. It's garnished. That's not the, if the pu'ulas hamalacha was done on a weekday, it's just like putting a pot on the fire on before Shabbos and then letting it heat on Shabbos that no one say you would be chayav midoraisa. So that's the yisoid of the Ran. So in order for Riba B'Shirim to have a heter minat Torah, it's got to be with a permissible malacha b'toyras hutra to now say that it's as if I'm doing it on a weekday, and memela any additional amount will now follow through. If that fundamental malacha is tchuya, so now the additional amount, therefore will be an issa d'oraisa, and therefore the Ran's going to understand the Gemara Menachos was a suffix on a level d'oraisa, since pikuach nefesh is tchuya, which is a maisa malacha on Shabbos that was done with permissibility, but at the end of the day, it was a malacha on Shabbos, so therefore the ribuy b'shiurim, the branch with the three items, could potentially be viewed as something that's aser. Azoy zokter b'chanan, rabbeisai, comes along Rabbi Chanan and says, so now, according to the Ran, if you have a box of cigarettes, or you have a bottle of pills, and 70 of them are ineffective, and one of them is effective, so then what? According to the Ran, if it's Yontif, you're totally fine. That will be, according to Rabbi Chanan's Hezber, a nafkamina between the Rashba and the Ran, even on Yontif, to be an Isser D'Oraisa. So whereas we thought that according to the Rashba, according to the Bahag, Riba B'Shirim is Mutter Min HaTorah, according to Rabbi Chanan, not so fast. You might have missed the boat, and you might have misunderstood how he was approaching Riba B'Shirim. At the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, it comes out that now we have a mahalach in the Gemara, in Erevin, about how being moisif for this choylish, sheyesh bo sakana, now through a Yisrael, not through a guy, is now going to be mutter agav imo. Because through Riba B'Shirim. Good? Now, the only question, everyone good? Judah. Shabbos. Yeah.
Which one?
Shabbos. Mar Erev is not talking about Yontif. Yeah.
Within the Rashba, let's say you ask someone to get two figs for the Chola, and he goes and he cuts down 10 individual figs. Since each one of those figs could be able to be used for the Chola,
it would all be Mutter Min HaTorah.
It would all come into
the Rashba. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So for the Rashba, why is the case in Chol and Yontif? Meaning,
we said you're adding a new pot.
Yeah, but the new pot could be used for the chola.
No, you're doing it afterwards.
Still, it could be used for the chola.
No, the chola ate.
The chola could eat like a.
No, the chola ate. Sorry, no, the chola ate.
The chola ate.
Yeah, there's okay. A case of iser.
Okay, right. Yeah. Why for Rabbi Chanan? How does it stop? Like, how does this make? How does any?
One second. Stop for a second. You're misunderstanding something. Riboy b'shiurim means not riboy m'malacha. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That means a second maisa putting on the fire is not in the category of riboy b'shiurim.
Okay.
You got it? So the only time the Rashba will be makel that you could use that other item and have an additional item is if in the one fell swoop. It's in that same maisa m'malacha. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, no.
Should we assume, like, when looking at something as, like, potentially useful, that it will be useful? Like, you can always assume that?
The guy needs two figs.
Like, how do you know? Okay, how do you know that?
The doctor said so. So now I have three figs on a branch. So Zok the Rashba, that's a case of Heter. On a level of Dereis.
But you could, one could always assume, like, those figs will be helpful for this guy.
No. They won't be helpful. There's only two that will be helpful, but we don't know which one will be helpful.
That's
Riba B'Shirim. That's Mutter.
The way we just broke further on, is that the same as what we said yesterday about like the two aspects of Chol Shabbos?
I think we discussed Rabbi Chanan yesterday, but I'm not sure what you're referring to. But that's the Hezber we're going with now. Okay, right there.
Would the Ran say Riba B'Shirim has the same like punishment as the rest of the Malkum HaShabbos?
Oh, hold off. You saw the Chassam Sefer already? Hold off. I'm getting to you in a second, Gilad. Excellent.
If you're picking figs and there's three figs on...
There's a reason why I'm not answering you. I don't want to spill the beans. Yeah.
If you were told you need two figs and there's three figs on three branches, would ripping the third one be Rebo Malacha?
Yes. Okay. That's exactly what I just said to Aaron. Yeah.
Can we say that according to the Rashman and Bahag that it's...
I give you... You die. I give you skill. Yeah.
That is Mutter. The Rebo...
Start again.
When we say that according to the Rashba and Bahag that it's Mutter, it's still Asur Derabana?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Yeah. Otherwise you can't even read the Gemara Menachos, what's the suffix? Yeah.
So then
I think you have to say that. I think you have to say that there's an Asur Derabana. Yeah. And then Letzarech Mitzvah, Mila, they were Matir. Yeah. Well, maybe a Chola, whatever. That, then the Gemara wants to know what's the better route.
It's still only one Shabbos.
What?
We're talking about
Yisrael
and the Gemara
here. Yeah, but if you don't have a guy, that's what we do. If you don't have a guy around, right?
I'm not Pekuach
Nefesh. Erevin? What are you asking?
It's
Osir
and
Erevin.
It's
Osir
for the
Jew
and
Darabon. Tzarech Mitzvah. Well, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. That's the Hezber. That's the Yisai. That's the Machlokes Rishon. So now we have different Havanas in the Rishonim, how we approach Riba B'Shirim. Okay? Good. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Erevin on Daf Samach Ches
Mabes.
We're
doing shiur now.
We don't have to.
Did ever get to Rabbi Akiva Eiger?
I'm going to stop right now. And I'm going to stop with Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question and Erevin Samach Ches Mabes. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, once you accept the Ran in Beitza, Yesoid of Ribu B'Shiurim, now I really don't even understand even those that learn that the case of the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Samaches was through a goy. That's where I'll stop, Rabbi Yisai. Look up Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha, Chazer, go back to the Tosfos, look at Rabbi Kiveger, go back to the Ran and Beitza, understand this Kasha, and that Emir Tzashem will be Shir today, dealing with this kasha, the Eisen Akasha, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And just take a moment and say, thank you for making me part of the same Mishpacha as Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And thank you, Hashem, for giving me the ability to understand the depths of Shas and putting this puzzle together of a Gemara in Erevin on Samaches, of a Gemara in Beitza on Daf Yud Zayin, of a Ran, of a Toisvis, of a Bahag, of a Toisvis in Gittin Daches, and that I, 3 years ago, would have never been able to see myself, been able to enjoy this Gan Eden. And in Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we will have a place in Shemayim, next to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, being able to deal with things that matter and things that are the real etzem life. And now, because we're preparing and we have a chelek and we have a kinyan of that in this world, Rabbi Yisai, now we will be part of the posse. We will be one of the chevra. We will be let into the club and we will enjoy ourselves being nene miziv hashchino. I'm not saying any fire right now. I'm speaking from my heart that that is emes. Upstairs in Shemayim, they are discussing Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Shaila. And he's sitting next to the Kisei HaKovid, and there is a tumult about it. And guess what? You will get in and part of the action. Ashreichem.